Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Charles Brizalara had every Bears fan's dream, the ability to grow up with the team. His father, Ralph, and George Halas were close friends who graduated from Crane High School on Chicago's Near West Side. When Papa Bear was in need of someone to run the team when he was serving in the Navy, he turned to Charles' father, Ralph Brizalara.
My father and George always remained close friends through the Navy. My father was in as well. They were each other's best man. And indeed, George is my sister's godfather, and my mother was Muggs Halas' godmother. The Second War came along in late 1941, and George Halas was itching to get into active duty. He did go into the Navy in the middle of the 42 season and asked my father if, in addition to his own duties at his company, if he would take over running the Bears. These are three bound volumes of the programs of the home games during the war years, which my father had and left me. The difference between programs today, you will notice, for instance, on this one, the whimsical cover of a Bears-Cardinals game, a program cover which had all of a star for all of the players who had gone in service,
wow,
plus a gold star for young Bussy, who died in action.
Growing up, Charles recollected being well-liked at school because of his family's ties to the Bears.
It was a dream, and of course, we were everybody's friend, unless we lost on a Sunday, and then I would try to make my throat sore or something, and so I didn't have to go to school, so I didn't want to face anybody. And my first football game was 1934. I was just five. I know Red Grange played. I can't tell you I remember it, but I know he played in my first game. Yeah, it was a great deal of fun.
Ralph Brizalara led the team to a championship in the 1943 season.
Washington Redskins were playing the Bears in Wrigley Field for the championship. George Marshall owned the Redskins, and he was as colorful a man as you will ever want to find. He wore a huge raccoon coat and a big hat with a long feather out of it. He, all of a sudden, before the end of the first half, appeared sitting on the end of the Bears' bench. And one of the players noticed him and called my father, and my father, who was a short man, my father was about 5'4", looked up and was jumping up and down and pointing at Marshall and told him to get out of here. Now, and Marshall said, I just wanted to be friendly. And anyway, a policeman finally took Marshall and put him into an empty seat on the first row in the stands. And along came an Andy Frayne usher and asked him for a ticket, which he didn't have, and threw him out of the stadium. Well, the whole thing was reported extensively on the radio while the game was going on and in the papers the next day. And Elmer Layden was commissioner. And he fined Marshall and my father each $500 for conduct unbecoming gentlemen.
With the renovation of Halas Hall came the Ralph Brizalara conference room.
He would have been ecstatic. The Bears were a big part of his life.
Charles laughed as he recalled several stories about his father and George Halas.
They were both stationed at Great Lakes. There was this horrible worldwide influenza epidemic, which killed millions of people around the world. It hit Great Lakes, and my father got influenza. He was an enlisted man. George was an officer. My father swears that what saved his life was George sneaking a drink of whiskey into him every day. He had influenza, and that pulled him out of it. And I'm sure that was probably not proper behavior on behalf of either one of them. But.
So, AA, Charles mentioned he would hear his father negotiating Bulldog Turner's contract on the phone.
Oh, that's
that had
awesome.
To be pretty cool as a kid to hear that conversation. So,
oh, yeah.
Give me your best contract negotiation.
Mine probably
talk.
Would go like this.
What do you have in mind right now?
Hello? Jay-Z? What's up, man? Yeah, they try to offer me $1 million. Like, I'm clearly worth 75. Yeah, yeah. Get it done, man, okay? I'm trusting in you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, this give me some
realistic.
Of those tickets too, man.
All right,
man.
Well,
that's how
that was pretty much the most unrealistic thing I've
no,
ever
no,
seen.
No, Jay-Z's on speed dial. I just hit the number 3, boom, Jay-Z.